Next is the motion 5 on gay cure therapy, which is proposed by East Belfast Greens, and Anthony will be proposing it.
Yeah, I had a sort of lovely wee presentation that I made, but there's no room in the USB port, so I'll just divert from that. I'm aware of time. So, firstly, I'll like to make apologies because I have had to make slight adjustments to my own motion. Just slight adjustments on the wording of the motion. It doesn't change the structure of it. It doesn't change the effect. It's just to include gender identity in with sexuality, with the motion just to include everyone. So, really, I'll start by saying, from my own perspective, as a young LGBT individual, born and raised in Northern Ireland, until very recently, actually, until I started to actually research this sort of thing, it is something which has come very close to my heart. Homophobia in Northern Ireland is, and particularly on this sort of aspect of homophobia, this has come to our shores sort of through the back door. It hasn't been mentioned much in the media, except for a few little organisations over in Ballinahinch that carry out this sort of therapy. And I know a few people have come to me and actually said about aspects such as this. You have to understand that being an LGBT person in Northern Ireland, you are subject to institutionalising in homophobia within yourself, and something such as this can really seem like a green light to someone who is suffering from internal homophobia, and that is something which we need to diverge from and we need to really address. So, essentially, what is this sort of reparative therapy? Well, reparative therapy refers to a range of treatments that aims to change the sexual orientation or gender identity of a person. Some techniques that have been used in reparative therapy include aversive treatments, which include electroshock treatment and nausea-inducing drugs administered simultaneously with homoerotic stimuli. Arousal reconditioning, which seeks to change the individual's adverse arousal fantasies to perception of what is normal. Psychotherapy, and probably the most popular aspect in modern age, reparative therapy would be spiritual intervention, which may include the use of faith healing by religious organisations to attempt to remove the perception of sinful living through homosexual lifestyle choice. So what has been said about this type of therapy and how does it affect us? Well, in the US, where this has really taken off in some aspects, the American Psychological Association said in 2015 that to date there has been no scientifically adequate research to show that therapy aimed at changing sexual orientation, sometimes called reparative or conversion therapy, is safe or effective. Furthermore, it seems likely that the promotion of change therapies reinforces stereotypes and contributes to a negative climate for lesbian, gay and bisexual persons. This appears to be especially likely for lesbian, gay and bisexual individuals who grew up in a more conservative religious setting. And also the psychiatrist Robert Spitzer, who carried out interviews with conversion therapy patients, claimed that individuals who could change their sexual orientation but given his methods were highly unfounded, he received fierce criticism and released this statement saying that I believe I owe the gay community an apology for my study, making unproven claims of the efficiency of reparative therapy. So essentially, what Dr. Spitzer had done was given light to organisations that would say, look, this works, this, you know, you can change a person's sexual orientation. But he came out and said that actually, it was really a load of nonsense. He couldn't back up his claims just by what people had been saying to him. And in the UK, there has been a memorandum of understanding on conversion therapy, which it's a bit of a mouthful. It's an agreed framework for activities by parties concerned with conversion therapy. So parties came together, like NHS England and Pink Therapy UK and other organisations came together and said that the awareness of the prevalence of conversion therapy in the UK grew following the publication of research in 2009, which revealed that 1 in 6 psychological therapists had engaged clients in efforts to change their sexual orientation, which led to the NHS England stating that NHS England does not endorse or support conversion therapy and will make this clear to clinical commissioning groups. And it is worth also saying that from that, NHS England have issued guidelines only in England saying that NHS doctors cannot refer patients to organisations that would carry out this sort of therapy, but it's still not legal, which is my next point. Reparative therapy is still legal in the UK. Although it is not endorsed by NHS England, individuals are still open to referral through charity organisations which seek to use faith and pressure practices to cure what they believe, what they perceive to be an illness, but which all of the evidence points to, it's most definitely not an illness. So what we propose is to ask the Minister for Health, Social Care and Public Safety to issue guidelines to health organisations banning the referral of patients to organisations which undertake such practices. We will promote the use of LGBT affirmative psychotherapy, which encourages LGBT individuals to accept their sexual orientation and or gender identity and does not attempt to change them. Also, we will ask for a legislative consent motion on Counsellors and Psychotherapists Regulation Bill 2014-15, which is currently it's been shelved in Parliament, but it was brought forward by Garant Davis, Labour MP, and at the moment it has been shelved, and I spoke to him a couple of days ago and he said that it's likely, hopefully, to come across in the next government, but he doesn't know as of yet. So essentially, coming from someone who has experienced homophobia and who has experienced internal homophobia, and if I had have known about this sort of practice when I was young, I probably would have went for it. I probably would have said, you know what, this sounds like something to make me normal, to make me not this different person, that, you know, this person that I hate when I was young. So really what we need to do is we need to tell these organisations that they are not welcome in this country, that they are not welcome. And it sort of brings in the broader aspect of what I am fighting for now through this incredible party that I'm now part of. And it comes across as the homophobic culture that we have in this country, particularly from, if you want to call it the fault of particular religious organisations or political parties, it doesn't matter. We have to stamp out homophobia in all of aspects, and we have to stamp out this sort of homophobia. And that's all I'm going to say. So. I'll sit here for any questions or anything.
Yeah. Make yourself comfortable, Anthony. Okay, folks, does anyone want to speak for or against? John, and can I plead with you to keep it brief, or as brief as possible?
One's sexual identity is not a matter of choice. Being homophobic is. So we should support this motion.
I think that's a record, John. Thank you. And Mal?
Yeah, I just want to say, Anthony, thanks very much for bringing this motion through East Belfast Greens. And the Queer Greens obviously just didn't have time for him to do that. I think we're going to overwhelmingly pass this, but I think it would be interesting for people to look at these reparative therapists. They are ridiculous. It's so unbelievably sexist and gendered, as well as being homophobic and transphobic. So I urge our party to be the first party, I believe, in Ireland, maybe, to bring forward this motion and try and drive this backward practice out of existence. So, thank you.
Thank you, Matt. And there's somebody, Gareth.
It's just when I read this here, it reminds me of a pseudoscience of the 20th century, and it was called eugenics. I mean, what this kind of pseudoscience does is label an entire community as an illness, and it's reprehensible, so support the motion.
Thank you. Okay, folks, just quickly, does anyone have any questions for Anthony on the motion? If not, then in that case, we'll go straight to vote. Can I say a show of hands for all those in support? Okay, thank you. And is anyone going to raise their hand against? No? And any abstentions? Okay, thank you very much. That's carried, fully endorsed. Thank you.